Since Chazor is Zechanesh Bechas, Shalom, Vem Yehudim, Sechat Yivam, Estaf, Ayin Ches. Bryce says, the pasuk regarding the mitzvah ger discusses generations, doiris, and sons. Bonim asher yivolem dor shlishi. So it's generations and sons. Both are necessary. If the pasuk could only say bonim, we would think that the first two sons of a ger, when he has, let's say he has three children, all three boys, the first two are aser, but the third would be mutter, or three children. Even if they're girls, the first two would be aser, the next would be mutter. The pasuk therefore says doiris to teach that we need three generations, not just three children. If the pasuk could only say doiris, we would think that the Torah is saying that the yidden at Har Sinai, for you, it's three generations from Matan Torah of Mitzrim that may not marry into the Kal, but afterwards they may enter the Kal immediately. The Pasuk therefore says Bonim, which teaches that the Mitzri has to be a third generation Ger. The Pasuk uses the word Lahem, says twice in the Pasuk Lahem. One teaches that we begin counting with the Ger itself, so that his child is Ger number is generation number two. His grandchild already can marry into the Kal. The second word Lahem also teaches that if a Mitzri unlawfully marries a regular Yid, the child gets the psul of the Mitzri, and you have to wait till the required amount before marrying into the Kal. The Pasuk had to write the word Yivoldu to teach that if a Mitzri woman converts while she's pregnant, the child then born is considered to already be a second generation Mitzri. The Pasuk had to write the word Lahem by Mitzri to teach that we follow the Psul, and also Loi by a Mamzer also teaches that you follow the Psul. Why do we need both? Because if we only say Lahem, we'd follow the Psul over there because the parents themselves were Psul. But a Mamzer, where it's not so, the parents of the Mamzer were Kosher, therefore maybe we don't follow the Psul. If we would just say by Mamza, we would say that we only follow the Psul over there because he's never allowed to marry into the Kal, but a Mitzri could eventually marry into the Kal, maybe we don't follow the Psul. Rabbi Bar Bachanan named Rabbi Yochanan said if a second generation male Mitzri gets married to a first generation female Mitzri, the child that they have is considered to be a third generation Mitzri. We see that Rabbi Yochanan says we follow the status of their father. Rabbi Yosef Eyas, the Mishnah says, that Reb Tarfon says that if a mamzer marries a woman slave, the child will be considered a slave and not a mamzer. And then if we free the slave, it'll be a full yid. That's why you can be a matar or a mamzer. We see that we follow the status of the mother. And the case of a slave woman is different because the pasuk specifically says ha'isha v'iladeh, that the children are hers. Rava asked the bride, says Rabbi Yehuda said he had a friend who was a mitzri ger, who made sure to marry off his son, who was a second generation Mitzri Ger, to a woman who was a second generation Mitzri Ger, so that his grandchildren should be allowed to marry into the Kal. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the son should even be able to marry a first generation woman Mitzri Ger, because you follow him, so his children should be a third generation. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan actually told the Tana to change the Braisa to read that the woman could be a first generation Mitzri Ger as well. Rav Diman, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said if a second generation Mitzri gets married to a first generation Mitzri woman, the child is considered a second generation Mitzri Ger, meaning we follow the status of the mother. By yes, we find that Rabbi Yochanan says that if someone separates a pregnant animal for a chatas, it's as if he separated two animals and may therefore choose whichever one he wants to bring for the chatas. According to Rabbi Yochanan's earlier statement, the baby should be considered as part of the mother, and therefore he should have to be put to death, because we see that he says he followed the mother. Abaye himself answered, it may be that the case of the Mitzri is treated differently, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yivoldu, the Pasuk is teaching that it's dependent on the birth to the mother. This would suggest that in any other case, the child is not considered to be as one with the mother. If so, how do we explain the statement of Rava that the tefillah of a pregnant woman who converts helps with the fetus as well, which basically says that the child is one with the mother, because Rava would be chatzitza. The Gemara says the reason the tefillah helps is because that's how the fetus develops, and the mother, although a separate entity, is not considered to be a chatzitza for the baby. Ravina and Rabbi Yochanan said, when deciding the nationality of a person regarding whether he belongs to the Shiva Uma Yisrael Eretz Canaan, who has to be killed, we follow the nationality of the father. When deciding the nationality of a child when a pasul marries a regular yid, we follow the bigger psul of the two parents. The first halacha is learned from a braisa from drashas of the psukim. The second halacha can't be discussing where a male ger mitzri marries a female ger amoini, because in that case the mother has no psul whatsoever. The case must be where a male ger amoini marries a female ger mitzri. In that case, if a boy is born, he follows the psul of the father, and if a girl is born, she's pasul like the mother, meaning if you follow the father, since she's a female, she'd be mutter immediately. Rather, we follow the mother, who's a mitzri, and therefore she has to wait till the third generation. Zok the Mishnah Mamzerin and Sinamar also to marry into the Kal, and the Isser is for all generations, for males and females. Rish Lakish said a Mamzeres becomes mutter to marry into the Kal after 10 generations. We learn from Xerishova from Amoni and Mayavi, just like the females are mutter there, they're mutter here as well. They should be mutter immediately. No, because Xerishova is only used for after the 10th generation, because by Mamzer it doesn't say after 10 generations that they're also. So the Xerishova teaches that after 10 generations is the Oilam, so after 10 generations it's the Oilam, but it's also like Amoni and Mayavi that the women become mutter after those 10 generations. Our Mishnah says that the Mamzeres is also forever. Our Tana holds that the Gzeir Shava only teaches that the Isser of Mamzeres is an Isser forever. Rish Lakish says that we continue to use the Gzeir Shava, Doin Mina Umina, to teach that the female becomes mutter after the 10th generation, like we explained. The Isser really asks, what's the halacha with the female Mamzer after the 10th generation? He said, Mamzerim don't even live to reach the 3rd generation. Rav Huna said this as well. Our Mishnah says that the Isser is forever, which suggests that they do live. Rav Zeir said, Mamzerim, who are known to be Mamzerim, they live because people won't get mixed up with them. If they're not known, they don't live. If they're somewhat known, they only live for 3 generations. Rav Chana Barad said, David was going to say that Nesina may not marry into the Kal. This was based on the story in Sefer Shmuel. There was a hunger in the land. David couldn't figure out why. They asked the Urim and Tumim. He was told it's because the Yidden had not properly eulogized Shaul, and because Shaul had killed out the city of Noiv, who were the sole source of support for the Gevinim. David said it's too late to give a hesped to Shaul since 12 months from his death had passed, but the other wrong has to be righted. He asked the Gevinim, which was in the scene, and he said, what do we have to do to appease you? They said, no, we're only going to be appeased if you give us 7 descendants of Shaul to kill and hang. David said, Yidden have the inborn character traits of being Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Goyim Nechasadim. He said that a people who don't have all these three, like the Gevinim over here, they were not Rachmanim, they don't deserve to marry into our great nation. Ultimately, David handed him over 7 men, whom he chose by having passed by the Aron. Whoever the Aron stopped was chosen, and the Gevinim killed and hanged these men.